And we thank you for life, health, and strength. Father, we thank you for your word to help us understand how we can live our lives today. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us into all righteousness. So, Father God, as we expound upon your word today, help us to understand that we're free.
Yeah.
And that we are free in you. As John the Baptist said, I must decrease so that you may increase. Lord, when I open my mouth, you speak through me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, of our deeds of sin. Forgive us in the name of Jesus. Well, you said in your word in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, you'll be faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So in this place, Lord, cleanse us. Make us whiter than snow. Father God, rise up and show yourself strong in this place. Let your word go out and not return void. Open up our ears that we may hear. Open up our spirit that we receive. Let your will, Lord, not our will, be done in this place. Do it right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we say, let the church say amen.
Amen.
Can church say amen again?
Amen.
Say it one more time.
Amen.
My soul is resting. Now, how many of you know it's just a blessing? So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. I'm free.
Hallelujah.
This is Breaking Free from the Spirit of Bondage, Part 4. We should be free. Hello, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're learning how to break free from the spirit of bondage.
Right.
Brother Tommy said, no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Is that not what he just saying?
Yeah.
Everybody was standing up, jumping around.
Yeah.
You look free, but are you free? Amen, amen, amen. No more shackles. No more chains. No more bondage. I am free. Back in, I is free. May not sound proper, but I like that. I is free. Amen, amen. We got to understand what it means to be free.
Right.
To really, Jesus said, who the Son has set free, I'm getting ahead of myself, Mr. Kyle, who the Son has set free is what?
Free.
I got some Bible readers in here somewhere. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He who the Son set free is free indeed. Yeah. Amen. And so we have to clearly understand what it means to be free spiritually.
Yeah.
Amen. Physically, we are free.
Right.
Amen. In this country, in the United States, we have freedom. We have freedom of religion. Amen. To pursue life and happiness. We had that freedom in this country. I was watching a religious station the other day. They were showing me over in China, they were burning Bibles. Big stack. Making people bring their Bibles out of their homes and burn them in the street. That's 2018. Some people are saying, how can that be? Because in this country, we have freedom. If I want to go out on the corner here of Liberty and Lynn Street and start proclaiming that I believe in a rock, nobody will mess with me.
Because I can worship whatever I want in this country. Amen. And nobody will have nothing to say about it. If I'm on my job and I got a rock on my desk and I say I worship this rock, ain't nothing they can do.
Right.
Leave it alone. Well, if you're worshiping a rock, I hope your rock can do something about your worship. Amen. Some people say they can't pray at their job. Yes, you can. I'm trying to help. How many of y'all done prayed on your job? Come on, show me. Don't play with me. How many of y'all don't care what they say? I'm going to pray. Shut up. Wait a minute. 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 You got to understand. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. And I want to help somebody. If they catch you praying on your job, you better tell them I'm praying for you. You better tell them the only reason why this job is prosperous because I'm down on my knees when y'all get on my last nerve. You better let somebody know where their help comes from. Because my help comes from the Lord. Now, if you want to fire me, go ahead and fire me. But let me tell you what the Bible says. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. I told my boss several years ago that if I ever leave this company, it's going down. I left that company. 2 years later, it went down.
Right.
It's all but gone now.
Right.
We got to understand who we are and whose we are. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You got to know who you are. I'm a child of God.
Right.
And whose you are. I belong to God. We got to understand that with a clear conscience. That bondage is not part of who we are. That's not part of my game. Ain't nothing. The Bible said, occupy until I got some Bible readers in here. Occupy until I come. He didn't say to sit here and wait for Jesus to return. He said, occupy, take over, take control of.
Right.
I know we sing the song, this world is not my home, I'm just passing, but do something while you're passing by. Yeah, I'm on my way, but while I'm here. Because Jesus ain't here yet. But while I'm here, I'm going to occupy. I'm going to take over. I'm not going to allow the devil to take or steal anything from me. Because Jesus said I shall have an abundant life. Right now. He ain't talking about in the future. Glory going to come. But how many want to live in heaven now? I want some heaven now. So in order to have heaven now, I got to be free. Amen. And so we identify slide number 4. 56 areas where we need to be free from. And I said we, because this list didn't come from the street. This list came from inside the church. In these four walls. So don't start looking around seeing who got some issues, because all of us got. Shut up, straight horn. Everybody in here got issues. Amen. We all got something going on. Hello, 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 hello. We all got some schisms. Hello, amen, amen. We all dealing with multiple personalities. You can sit there and act like you don't, but you do. Because Paul said there's this thing within me that's raging war with my flesh and my spirit. That's different personalities. Amen. Conflict is going on within my body right now. Who gonna win? The good gym? Or the bad gym? Because both of them in there. Who coming out today? Because some of us know we can change on a dime. We can just turn around and be a different personality. And depending on what you say to me, a third one might jump out too. It's in us. Everything from worry to procrastination. It's in us. Amen. When God revealed to us this, I said, thank you, Jesus. Because now I know who I'm dealing with. See, before this, I didn't know who I was dealing with. Just a bunch of church folk. But I know I'm going to call them by name. When I see it come out, I'm going to call you. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And so we identified all these areas. And we understand that the spirit of bondage, as a matter of fact, several of these other things on the list is included or fall up under the spirit of bondage. Sin in general is a spirit of bondage. Hatred, drugs, cigarettes, jealousy, greed, lust, drinking, social media, procrastination. All these things fall under the spirit of bondage. So we ask the question, what is, number six, the spirit of bondage? We ask that question. And during the spiritual warfare conference, Dr. Blanford explained to us that the spirit of bondage is basically anything and everything that keeps you from being all that God created you to be. How many of you know God created you to be something? Amen. The spirit of bondage is anything and everything that limits your potential. How many of you know God put great potential in you? It is manifested in and through any person. Start thinking about your relationship with people right now. Right. Any person who tells you you can't do something. Hello. Any person who tells you you're not qualified. Hello. Hello. Any person we talked about in Sunday school this morning. That's what keeps some of us from pursuing some things in our life, because we have doubt in ourselves. I'm not qualified. That's the spirit of bondage. I'm not educated enough. That's the spirit of bondage. I don't have any resources. That's the spirit of bondage. It holds you back and keeps you from being all that God created you to be. The spirit of bondage is any attitude that's personal now. Some of us bind ourselves. We've been free, but we keep ourselves tied up in our minds because of our attitude. Person, sometimes your boo ain't good for you. I'm just trying to help somebody. She ain't really your helpmeet.
Right.
Or thing, addiction, sin that keeps you from being all that God intended you to be, anything that binds you, holds you, and keeps you from knowing and doing God's will is the result of the spirit of bondage. Why is it all the time when I'm ready to read my Bible, something come up? Why is it always that when I'm getting ready to pray to God, it's about 2 minutes and I'm asleep? Bondage.
spirit of bondage, any form of addiction is the result of the spirit of bondage. Addiction to alcohol, drugs, gambling, amen. Some of us have that problem. Lying, some of us have that problem. Amen. Tell the truth, shame the devil. Because when you can call it out, I'm going to get there in a minute. When you can call it out by name, that's when you can get rid of it. Because now you know you got it. Then you can call it out. You can resurrect it like Lazarus from the grave. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. Cigarettes. Excessive eating. Amen. 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 Satanic music. That's any music that has negative, destructive, vulgar, abusive, demeaning, sexually explicit, unholy, unwholesome, ungodly lyrics is the result of the spirit of bondage. Amen. We have to clearly understand. Oh, you can go back, go back, go back, go back. Satan has deceived us. Amen. That he convinced many people in this world that they can avoid the depression of death, that they can be delivered from the bondage of death by clinging to the world beliefs and about their ultimate purpose in life. The world believes that if we immerse ourselves in our work or in our job or career, that we will be able to avoid the hurt and pain of life. That if we amass enough wealth, that if we gather enough money and funds, boy, I know some of y'all was probably praying that you hit that $1 billion mega ball lottery. I know. Some people saying I'm trying not to laugh because that'll show my guilt. Amen. But boy, what I could do with $1 billion. Lord Jesus. Hey, no, bro, with $1 billion, I can make about 10, 12 churches, amen. We are Bright Star International, amen. Yeah. We have a church in every 7 continents. All 7 of them, amen. Bright Star Israel. Bright Star Japan, amen. Be everywhere. We just be everywhere. Bright, amen. Bright Star Tahiti. Some of y'all be like, I want to start up Bright Star Jamaica, Pastor, because I'm a Jamaican. Amen. Amen. No. Amen. But a lot of people in this city was hoping, wishing, and praying that they would hit that $1 billion lottery. As if money don't make their life better. Hello, somebody. Money don't fix everything. Because right before he told us don't worry about anything, he said man cannot serve both money and mammon. You're going to love one and hate the other. And God knows that some of us hit that billion, we're going to forget about God. Because now we think we God. He believed that if we have enough wealth, or sometimes if we exercise hard enough and long enough, that we can avoid disaster of an undeveloped ending in our life. That if we search for adventure, if we fall in and out of love and indulge in satisfying our own bodies and pleasures, that we will be free. When in fact, these very things bring about a deeper realization of the bondage that we really are in. I know rich folks who are in bondage. I know some rich folks going through. They got money. Kids ain't right. Hello. Talking to me, Pastor, my kid, you know, I cut off his allowance. I said, what you mean cut off his allowance? I was giving him $10,000 a month. What? Very good. Thank you. 10,000. He was giving his kid $10,000 a month allowance. Yeah, he gonna be in trouble because he ain't gotta work for it. He don't know what to do with it. So yeah, he gonna go out there getting in trouble, crashing up cars, doing drugs, partying with his friends. Yes, he gonna be doing all of that. Pastor, I don't know about him. He just don't have no drive. He don't need no drive. You driving him. So I called in a consultant. So I cut his allowance and the consultant is dealing with him. How about you as his daddy deal with him? That's part of the problem. You don't have any relationship with your son. You thinking money gonna do it? Sending him off to school, boarding school, college. He never be at home because you sending him away. How about he just want to have a relationship with his father? See, so just because you got money don't mean your problems go away. If you got problems right now and don't know what to do with the $2 in your pocket. What you gonna do with a billion? Go crazy? Lose your mind? Because after you done brought the car and the house and the refrigerator full of groceries, some of us don't know what to do after that. Because we ain't never helped nobody else. We have never given to the poor. We ain't never helped a nonprofit. We ain't never just gave of ourselves in time. So why would God give us $1 billion? Can't handle the two you got. Pastor, go on, because I was really hoping on that lottery right there. You messed it all up. Y'all made me forget where I'm at. And so we attempt, slide number 9, we attempt to alleviate ourselves from bondage through other things like sex, drugs, alcohol, gambling, making money, exotic travel, obtaining power and position, hello, or any other means by which the world measures success or freedom. We try what the world has to offer, and it will bring us a measure of pleasure, a pittance of satisfaction, but we are still in bondage. Even after making an incredible statement in Romans 7, 14 through 25, where Paul talks about his bondage, slide number 10, Paul still makes it clear that the victory is in and through who?
Jesus Christ.
Through who?
Jesus Christ.
So that's why a rich man can have all the money in the world, but if he ain't got Jesus. So my job was to introduce him to Christ. I started talking to him about how Jesus can set us free. I started talking about how's your relationship with God, your father. He didn't have one. That's why it was hard for him to have a relationship with his son. But when you interject Jesus into any situation, how many of you know the situation got to change? That same rich man now has a generosity like none other in this city. Matter of fact, he just got an award for being Philanthropist of the Year in Cincinnati. Because he's given over $5 million to charitable contributions around this city. His son is doing better. He ain't all the way there yet. It didn't happen overnight. It ain't going to be fixed overnight. But there is a process for fixing it. And it's called Jesus. He's getting him and his son is getting Christian counseling. When you put Jesus in the equation, something's got to change. So the victory is in and through Jesus Christ. For he says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things. That's King James Version right there. I know this is NIV. Everything. No, I like all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Therefore, in spite of the spiritual battles with the spirit of bondage and all other satanic spirits, the victory can be ours in and through Jesus Christ. Look at somebody and tell them, I can be free. So we had to ask another question. How do you break the spirit of bondage? Amen. We got through two of them last week. I'm going to just give you a quick snapshot of them two, and then we're going to keep it moving. The first thing that we need to do is we need to identify our spirit of bondage. Amen. Before we can break a spirit of bondage, we have to know what it is. If we want to break the spirit of bondage, we must first identify that spirit. Tia, I know it might be hard, but go back to slide number 6. Going back another one. Going back another one. Right there. We identified it.
All
right. I'm trying to help us. I'm walking us through the process. You got to identify it. When I ask the church, the congregation, to write down what's holding you back, what's holding you down, what's keeping you from being free, you identified it. Look at somebody and say, that's my first step of healing. You wrote it down. How many of you know that a process has to happen when you write stuff down? When you go from thought to writing, it means more. Hello. Hello. So when you called this out and you said, this is what's holding me back. This is what's keeping me in bondage. This is why I can't be free. And you start writing down worry, debt, anger, myself. Hello. Hello. Myself. I'm keeping me from moving forward.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I got some issues with me. I don't need nobody else to put me down. I put myself down. I don't need nobody else talking about me. I talk about myself. I say I'm no good. What did Sarah say this morning in Bible class? I'm wore out. I'm an old, worn out woman. How can I have a child? She put herself down. Didn't nobody else have to say it? She said it. Sometimes we our own worst nightmare. We wrote down stress. We wrote down fear, doubt, sin, habitual sin. Not just sinning every now and then, all the time. Lord Jesus. Sickness, relationships, all these things, we wrote it down. We identified it. Amen? So first thing you got to do is identify it. Now go back to the slide that says second thing. Oh, that was quick. Tia, all right back there. She's like. Secondly, we need to bind our spirit of bondage. After we identify it, after we know what it is, we have to bind it. How? How? How can we bind the spirit of bondage? You call it by name and you tell it in the name of Jesus. Hello. I bind you.
Right.
Contrary to what many may think, there's nothing magical about this step. It's a matter of standing on your authority and commanding the evil spirit by its name to leave in the name of Jesus. You call it out. And you say, I bind you, because it said whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Thirdly, y'all ready? Third thing we need to do is we need to loose Jesus. We got freedom. We got to loose it. We need to loose the spirit of freedom from your identified spirit.
Stay with me. We need to loose the spirit of freedom from our identified spirit or spirits, because some of us know we're dealing with more than one, of bondage. After we bind our spirit of bondage, we need to loose the spirit of freedom. Why? Because Jesus said, whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Matthew 18:18. Therefore, after we bind the spirit by name, loose the spirit of freedom. Loose the spirit of freedom from that satanic spirit. Loose it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Once you figured out what it is, now I loose the spirit of freedom in my body. I bound you up, gluttony. But now I'm free to be who God called me to be. I don't need that pizza after I done ate my meal. I'm just bringing it down to my level. I'm free. I done bound you up. I don't. Lying spirit, in the name of Jesus, I bind you. In the name of Jesus, I lose freedom. I'm going to speak the truth in love. I ain't going to lie to you so not to hurt your feelings. But I'm going to tell the truth in love. So tell somebody, loose the spirit of freedom. Fourthly, after we loose the spirit of freedom, then accept, oh Jesus, our freedom in Christ. You got to accept that you are free. If they come and unlock the jail door and you continue to sit in the cell, that don't mean you ain't free. The door is open. You just ain't coming out. I watched Shawshank Redemption. Anybody seen Shawshank Redemption? I like Shawshank Redemption. I mean, that's one of the longest movies I ever known. But Lord Jesus, you stick in there, you get to the end. Amen. But there's one part in the movie where Morgan Freeman get out of jail. And he's in the grocery store begging. And he raises, boss, can I go to the bathroom? Man said, go to the bathroom. You ain't got to tell me every time you got to go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. He's free, but not here. That prison mentality followed him out of prison. Hello. Some of us are free, but we still got the prison mentality. We may be in here praising God, but we still got the mental capacity that we're still bound up in our minds. Oh, I'm free to sing, I'm free to praise him, but I ain't free from the alcohol. I'm free to do that. I'm free, but I still cuss every now and then. That means believe that Christ has set you free. That means claim your freedom. Claim your freedom in Christ. Why? Because the word says it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. And it says, stand firm then. And do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Once you become free, don't get yoked up with your sins no more. Don't put it back on. Finally, after we accept our freedom in Christ, then start living as a child of God. We know how to be Christians, but do we know how to live as a child of God? Do we live like God is our daddy? I don't think so. Because we worry about too much stuff. We worry about too much stuff. Our children don't worry about nothing.
Because they dependent on you as an adult to make it happen. Bible said, unless we come as a child, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He's saying to have that mentality to depend on God. Amen. Why? Our scripture text tell us, for you did not receive a spirit that make you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his what? What that mean? That means if Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, then he has set you free. That means if you're God's child, you are free. Amen. That means if you're God's child, you need to live like you're God's child. What that mean? That means live according to his word. Live according to his will. Live according to his purpose for your life. Live holy. Live godly. Live trusting him. Live obeying him. Live praising him. How many of us praise God during the week? Don't play with me now. Oh, it's easy on Sunday when everybody else is singing freedom, lifting up holy hands. But what about on Wednesday when your boss got on your last nerve? Do you still praise God? How about when there's nothing on the table to eat or you done reached in the refrigerator and what you want ain't in there? Do you still say to God be the glory? Or when you put your gas down on the pedal and you look at the needle and it's on E and that don't mean enough, that means empty. How many of us still know how to praise God when we don't have what we want to have? We got to learn. We got to learn how to praise God. We got to learn how to praise God. We got to learn how to praise God. Because, see, my praise is telling God, no matter what's going on around me, I'm still going to build my relationship with you. No matter what the circumstances is, you ain't changed. So why should my praise change? God said he don't change. For he the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. My circumstances may change. I might be broke tomorrow, but God ain't changed. So why should my praise change? If I'm praising him on Sunday, I need to praise him on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I don't care what's going on. Can I give God some praise? Oh, you want to give him that little happy praise? Because everybody else in here praising him. Amen. But you know everything at home is a mess. I dare you, when you get back home and it's a mess, just kick the door open and say, to God be the glory. All this mess. I dare you. And every devil that's in your house, when you get there, you look at them square in their face and say, to God be the glory, devil. I'm still giving God praise. I just came back from church, but you ain't gonna steal my joy, because the joy of the Lord, that's my strength. You need to come to church, get you some. That means we live magnifying, we live glorifying, we live exalting his name. To God be the glory. Why? Because Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it to the full, have it more abundantly. Galatians 5:1 says, stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Tell somebody, I'm free. Tell them again, I'm free. Let me tell you something, church. As long as we walk in the flesh, we will walk in some form of bondage. When we learn to walk in the spirit, we will no longer walk along in fear of bondage and sin. When we learn to walk hand in hand with God, and his word says in Isaiah 41:13, for I am the Lord your God,
who upholds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. God is able to do anything but fail. Once you become a child of God, you can have freedom from bondage. Amen?
Amen.
Why? Why? John 8:32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will what? So if the Son makes you free, you will be free. We got to understand that our sins are forgiven. If you're not sure your sins are forgiven, you will be experiencing guilt and the feeling of unworthiness to live in victory. The enemy moves right in this form of weakness, and he faults us on our belief system, and he uses it against us. Guilt gives the enemy room to move in, make you feel worthless, and therefore keep you fighting from a defeated position. You got to know you're free. You got to know your sins are forgiven, so the enemy won't hang out or hang that guilt over your head. Stop beating yourself up. Hello, somebody. Can I say that again? Stop beating yourself up. If you ask God to forgive you, guess what? He did. And if God said he cast it into the sea of forgiveness, never to be brought back to his memory, why are you still remembering it? Get free. It's over. It's done. You have been freed by God. So what hold do Satan have on you that God has already taken to the cross? Anybody ready to break free the chains of bondage? Don't let pride get in your way. Hello, hello. I don't need to be free from nothing. Yes, you do. You need to be free from what you just said. Take the first step of freedom, spiritual freedom. Loose the chains of bondage. Take that first step down the path of freedom. If you have any form of the spirit of bondage, you need to offer that up to God right now. We have a prayer of deliverance if you want to be free. If you don't want to be free, don't participate. But if there's something that's holding you back in the way of bondage, anything that we've been preaching about the last 4 weeks, today is your day of freedom. It's one thing to identify it. It's one thing to put it on Front Street. It's one thing to bind it. It's one thing to bring the spirit of freedom in. It's one thing to know you're free. It's one thing to know you're free indeed. But the thing is, can we voice it? Can we lift it up in prayer to God, in faith, knowing that we have been delivered? On the screen will be a prayer for deliverance. And if you want to say this prayer with me, then you just stand up right where you are. Make sure you're in a spot where you can see the screen. I'm going to tell you now. You're asking God to do something. But I'm going to ask you first. Do you have the faith and believe that God can? Do you have the faith to believe that God can? I know he can. I believe he can. I know he will do anything but fail. I know that God is capable and he is able to do more than we can ever imagine or think. And so when we flip the screen to this prayer of deliverance, we'll all say it together. But you have to mean it individually. Don't be saying it for somebody else who you think should be saying it.
Don't be standing here talking about brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so should be saying it. No, this is for you. This is between you and God. Amen? Because you can't say it for me. Unless I say it for myself, then I can be free. So whether you want to look at the big screen, I see some of y'all already turned around because this screen is closer to you. Amen. It'll be on both screens. Amen. I want to be free. Anybody else want to be free? I sincerely want to be free. I want God to break the chains that's holding me, that's keeping me from being all that He called me to be. Whether it's hesitation, fear, whatever it may be, I need it broken today. Even stepping out on faith can be scary, as Peter here tell you. But I want to be free today. Amen. So if you want to be free, come on. Let's have this prayer of deliverance. Ready? Let's read. Holy Father, I acknowledge you as my God and Father, and thank you for the privilege and power of prayer. Stop. Ready? I thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleansed me from all sin and unrighteousness. I thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, who is willing and able to lead, guide, and direct me in all truth and righteousness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you now that you forgive me of all known and unknown sin, of all sins of omission and commission, of all sins committed intentionally and unintentionally, of all sins of all thoughts, word, and deed. Especially, Holy Father, I ask now in the name of Jesus that you forgive me for allowing the spirit of bondage to enter me and influence me against your will. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of bondage and cast it out of my life now and forever. Holy Father, replace the spirit of bondage with the spirit of freedom. Replace each satanic spirit with your Holy Spirit in order that from this day forward, I will glorify you in all that I think, in all that I say, and in all that I do. Father God, these things I ask, these things I claim by faith. In the name of Jesus, on the strength of his shed blood, and through your divine Holy Spirit, amen. Give the Lord a praise. Look at somebody, tell them I'm free. Tell them I'm free. Tell them I'm free. Tell them I'm free. In the name of Jesus, I'm free.